Hey, Level Up ladies, it's yours truly, Joshi, and welcome to the Level Up podcast, where I help aspiring young females level up to the boss they
high
always dreamed to be.
You from low quality experiences, and that's how Mary had a little lamb.
That man for the streets, okay?
Either you're gonna boss up or stand down, move forward or stay stuck, no failures, just lessons. The level up does not stop based on how you feel, sweetheart.
Hey girlies, welcome back to another episode on the Level Up with Joshia podcast with your girl Joshia. And we're gonna get into some things, girlies. I know all the time we always talk about the signs about when a man doesn't want you, and I literally have an episode on that, signs when a man wants you to leave him alone, okay? But I don't think we talk about signs that men show us that doesn't have to be verbal to show that they really care. And the reason that you need to pay attention to these signs, girl, is because men will rarely reveal their feelings for you. And I am a big person, and I always tell you all, I'm a big advocate, is that always, always remember a man's action trumps his words. A man's action will always trump his words. He could be saying one thing, but if he is doing the opposite, what he does to you is exactly what he means and how he feels. So I'm going to give you some signs that a man is into you, girlies. And if you are still locked in and tuning in, you know that we are almost to the end of the year. Girlies, these episodes are for you to get your life in perspective, because 2024 is coming up. 2024 is coming up, and you can't still be dumb over dick. We need to graduate from these episodes of being dumb over dick so we could get into some big, 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 big ball player arenas, where we start talking about things that we need to do in order to get this ring. But if I have to keep doing preventative maintenance, babies, girlies, we ain't gonna ever get to them topics. We ain't gonna ever get to them topics, okay? But I can still get to them topics still, because there are some girlies that have graduated from being dumb over dick a very long time ago. Because I want y'all to have a good Christmas, because I can have a good Christmas. Where I have one big mish, two big mish, three. One man, two man, three man down. I can have a good Christmas. And I ain't spending my money. They can spend theirs this Christmas. I'm telling you. So let's get into today's topic, girlies. The first non-verbal sign that a man shows that he is very much interested in you, and he likes you or he loves you, is that a man, when he is around you, he loses track of time. Mm-hmm. Now, remember, girlies, I said one of the ways to become a man's weakness, and I said this on my TikTok, is that you need to be able to be fun to be around. If you are a negative, miserable pick-me-sha Nancy, if that's what you are, men will always count time around you. And when you see men starting to count time around you, their motives are going to be more get and push out than it is for to wine and dine and court you. So most of the times, if you notice that a man, anytime that he is around you, be like, okay, I got to go to work, let's make this fast. Or when you talking, he won't hurry up, just get to hear what you got to say and like push out. That is a sign that a man is not really interested in you. But when you have a man that is around you and he loses track of time, like he is having fun when he is around you, girlies, this is a good sign. And this is a non-verbal sign that a man is very much interested in you. If you always feel rushed and you feel like he isn't paying attention to you, girlie, it's 2-1, he probably don't like you. Okay? He probably do not like you. Number two, this is a psychological fact. This is a psychology fact. Whenever you are around him, he minimizes the space and time y'all spend apart from each other. So let's say that y'all together in the house. You will notice that he always wants to be around you. And if you are around for too long, he's going to come and look for you. Simple as you walking in a restaurant or y'all walking in a public place together. He automatically feels if you are not around him. And women that are in healthy relationships can tell you this. He'll look back for you, because or he'll look on the side of him because he wants you on the side. He wants you around him. He wants to feel. When you notice that men are okay keeping a distance between you and he is not very cuddling with you, that man does not like you. He is tolerating you. He is tolerating you. See, a man understands and he values your freedom and your independence, and he is always going to respect that. But what men that are really interested in you, will always want you to be comfortable around them. So once a man feels that there's comfort, mutual comfort between you two, he will never want space in between y'all. Which is why men cuddle with you when you're in the bed. They bring you closer. Which is why when they're walking with you in public, they bring you on side of them. Which is why when they're walking, they don't want you behind them. They want you in front of them or to the side. This is a known psychological fact. This is a known psychology fact. So at the end of the day, girlies, when you notice that a man is very standoffish from you, it means he is tolerating you. He is tolerating you. Because even when we go, like for example, like for me, I'm in a service industry, so I have to read body language to deal with persons that I deal with on a daily basis. And we all know that when a person is engaged in a conversation with you, they come closer to you. Likewise with men. All right? Number three. A nonverbal way a man is showing interest and that he really likes you or is in love with you, he always pays attention and listen to what you have to say. When you have a man attention like that, girlies, I urge you to make sure that you continuously, continuously keep an open arena for him to pursue you, and you make sure let something like that grow. Grow that connection, because men don't have to listen to us. Men's brains are not wired to take in a lot of information. And as women, we always divulge a lot of information in regardless of whatever we talk about. So for example, when we ask men how their day was, they give us one sentence, they give us one scenario, and then that's the end of that. Us, we have to go around the block, we have to say what we ate, we have to say what the girl did to us to the office, we have to say what happened, what stress. We go all over the world. When you have men that attentively listen to you, girlies, and he listens and he can recall what you say, I want you to know that is a very good thing, because that means he is interested. I say a lot, and the guy that I am dating, I say so much and he remembers it all. He remembers business ideas. He remembers things that are important to me. And I know, because when I have conversations with him, he is able to say it back to me. Okay, so girlies, when a man is attentively listening to you, that is a good sign. Number four, he always wants to hold your hand. You don't have to ask him. Men that like you are always going to be affectionate with you. They treat you like a princess. They treat you like somebody to be protected. When you notice that you don't feel protected by a man, he don't like you. Men will show you that they are protective in verbal and nonverbal ways. So when you see a man is always attached to the touching your hand, always want to feel your hand. Even when you're driving in the car, you notice that men will come over, they'll touch your hand or they'll rest their hand on your thigh. This is a sense of comfort, and this goes back to the previous point that I said that men, they will always eliminate the amount of space that you have in between you and him. So when you see a man is always wanting to touch your hand, this is why, girlies, on my next hygiene video and my next personal care video, I'm going to tell you how to get soft hands. There are certain products that you can use to have soft hands. And the reason that I'm going to start doing soft hand stuff is because my hands dry out a lot, because I'm always meal prepping. And then under my hands, it gets rough because I lift in the gym. So girly, is one of the things that a man shows that he is really interested in you is he's holding your hand. And when I say these things, girlies, I need y'all to analyze the relationships that y'all are in and figure out, are you experiencing this? And if you are not experiencing these things, you're settling. Many women have never experienced true love. Never experienced it. And my goal is for you and for me, girlies, that we experience the love that we deserve. And that's why I did this topic, because I want to figure out, have you experienced princess treatment? Okay? Have you experienced princess treatment? Okay? I don't even remember what number I'm on, but the next point. He makes it a priority to make sure that he is always showing up for you. The guy that I'm talking to, he's a very busy man. He works a lot, right? And the other day, I didn't even share it on social media. My youngest rabbit died, right? It died from a heart attack. And I remember calling him and I said, baby, I didn't even call him. I texted him. I said, baby, the rabbit dead. And he instantly, I know he was at work at that time, and he instantly talked to me. Like, he messaged me and he's like, baby, are you okay? X, Y, and Z, etc. He instantly engaged in the conversation with me about the rabbit, because he knew these rabbits mean a lot to me. And he was very attentive and he listened. He listened very attentively. These are the signs that men are interested in you, because they know man care about no damn rabbit. So when you see a man that cares about a rabbit, you know, okay, then that this person is making some type of sense in this world, right? So when you see men make it a point to be there for you, that is a good thing. The other day, girlies, we experienced our first social media war with the Dusties. It was the pick Misha's and Dusties teaming up against us, the girlies, right? And I became so overwhelmed with that whole fiasco that was going on. And I remember I was talking to the person that I was talking to him, and he was like, don't you give up. I am always there for you. You know that you could do this. And he gave me a pep talk and he checked on me and he said, I just want to make sure that you were okay. So, because he knew the mental state I was in at that time. It's because you have to deal with so much energy being directed towards you in a spiritual way. I was spiritually drained from what was going on social media, although I know it came with the territory. But he made it a priority to be there for me when I felt like that. Then I remember one time I just felt depressed. Like, bad bitches have bad days too, okay? And I remember, like, this time I was like 3-4 o'clock in the morning. I could not sleep. And I just sent him a message, cried. And I was like, I feel so depressed. That next day, that man thought, he was like, no. Don't you ever feel depressed. What can I do to make you feel better? That was his response to me. Baby, don't feel this way. Don't do that. Okay. Men will always consistently show up for you in those times when they feel like you need them the most. That's how you know a man really into you. Okay. Moving on to the next point. He does not shy away from showing you public affection or physical intimacy. Okay, so there are men that will, I've seen women with men that treat them like they have the ick. Like, you have cooties. You all ever saw like a man treat this girl like she have cooties? Like, she have the ick? Like, when she speaks, he seems annoyed. When they're out together, he has a distance. He seems like he is not engaged with her. Not physically, but you could see like he has tuned her out. There are women with men like that, and they don't understand that that simply means he is not that much interested, or he is very annoyed with you. And there are women that think that's normal. That's normal. That's not normal. That's not normal. Even when men don't even, like, there are men that will show you that they don't want to even have sex with you on terms of emotional connection, but just want a quick fuck. And that's a serious thing, because when you find a man that's really physically intimate with you and he really is emotionally connected whilst he is intimate with you, that is a good sign, because that means he really likes you. That means he likes you. But there are women with men that getting treated like they is the bros. Men treating you like you is the homie. If a man treating you like the homie, girl, run, because you already gave him homie tendencies. You have already shown him like, You in the one. Men that like you would automatically want to treat you like a princess. They automatically want to feel like they need to be there for you. They automatically want to protect you. They don't have to say it. They show it. Men actions always trump their words. Okay? Now, this is going to be an episode that's going to be later down in the year as we get into the holiday season. But when men like you, girlies, they put time and effort into the gifts that they give you. I'm going to be doing a podcast episode on what does this gift to you means. And some girlies who's listening to this know they ain't getting no holiday gift, because I used to be one of them. I know I wasn't getting nothing for Christmas, but my clown ass did until I learned better. But when you see a man is deciding what he buys you, and you know he put thought into the gift, he is interested in you, because men like to take the easiest route. It takes a lot of mental power for him to decide what girlies want. Because we know we can be picky at times. And we know that we are very complex individuals. Women are more complex than men. We have made men complex because we feel that because we are complex that they are too. And that's not the case. So when you see a man that's taking the time, energy, and effort to surprise you, bring you roses, bring you flowers, buy you nice gifts, and put thought into those gifts because he knows you like those gifts, then that is a man that is really into you. All right? Actions over words. The next thing is, and I think this is something that we take for granted, but girlies, don't take this for granted. When the man tell you, like, just join along with him to run errands. Like, let me tell you something. I happily will run errands with a man that I like. If I like you, I jump in the car with you. Like, let's go. We going to the hardware store. We just going down the road for some Chick-fil-A. We going Wendy's, where we going? We just going, like, I'm going to come with you, baby. Or we're going to pick up your suit from the cleaners. Yeah, I want to come. When you see men want you to come and run errands with them, that is such a great sign. Because that is quiet time for me when I'm running errands. That's quiet time for me. That's like for me to feel like I'm being productive. So like for him just to want your presence and energies when he's like, just come along with me, babe. That's a good sign. That means that he likes you. Okay? That means that he likes you. The next point is a man can show you that he loves you and that he is interested in you when he always wants to put a smile on your face. When you see a man like to see you laugh, that is a good man. Okay? That is a man that your happiness matters to him. Your energy matters to him and how you feel around him matters. And as I give these topics, girlies, and I give these points, are you truly, I want you to ask yourself, you need to ask yourself this, have I truly experienced a man that is really interested in me? And many of you will say no. Y'all would say no because if you're listening to my podcast, that means there are some questions that you have. And that's okay. I personally can say I've never experienced these stuff. The last time I experienced some of these stuff was when I was with my ex-fiance. But can I say in the last relationship that I was in that I experienced these things? No. So it was not a sign of love. Men should always want to make you happy. They should want to make your life easier. That's a bonus. Men that like you want to make your life easier. So when you find out that you're not, your life is not, your life has become hell on earth. If you realize that he is dragging you down to hell more often, then that means we need to reevaluate what type of man that we are with. Okay? And then last but not least, and then I'm going to give y'all a bonus. Or y'all, if y'all want me to continue, because I have a lot of points, okay? So let's go. We can keep going. So another thing is he always wants to be on his best behavior other than when he is slutting you out, okay? So, girlies, when you notice that a man is very conscious of what you think about him, that is a good thing. Because that means your opinion matters. Many of you are with men that they don't give a shit what side of themselves they show you. They don't give a shit if you find out they cheating. They don't give a shit if they find out if you know that they treating you like shit. Because they know you ain't going nowhere. So, when a man is trying to be a gentleman with you, opening doors for you, holding your hand, carrying you places, doing these things for you, this is a man that is trying to be on his best behavior. And this is not for persons that when you start dating, because we always know we meet the best version of men when we just meet them. But these are men that have continued this habit into the dating process, into the relationship. Men that are always trying to be on their best behavior for you are men that are, they're not verbally showing you that they are interested in you. Another key point and a non-verbal way that men show that they love you, they are interested in you, and that they like you is that they always make eye contact for you. Always beware of people that you can't look them in the eye. And this is just something, this is a life lesson. This is a life hack. Always beware of people that don't want you to look into their eyes, because when you look in people's eyes, you see their soul. You see their soul and you see what they really are. And now that I'm thinking about it, I experienced chills just now because I even thinking about there was a time that I looked my ex directly in the eye and I could have realized that this man was not in love with me. That is something that I think all women, we have that intuition that we can look somebody in the eye and we can see if they have a soul or not. We can see how they really feel about us. And I remember just looking him in the eye and in that moment, I realized that the reflection of what he saw when I looked in his eye was a reflection that this man truly does not give a shit about me. You can look people in the eye and see that. So when you see a man always is looking you in the eye, this is a form of honesty. You need to beware of men that don't want to look you in the eye. It gives me shady. It gives me dishonest. It gives me that you're scared to reveal something about you that you don't want me to know. So when you see men always giving you eye contact, look them right back in the eye. Look them back in the eye, and you need to ask God to give you eyes to see. Give you the spiritual eye to see through these people's souls, because the eyes are the window to the soul. When you look persons in the eyes, girlies, and I'm going to tell you this is just a life lesson, and you need to learn this. This is how you learn how to stay away from fuck up people. Pardon my language. This is how you learn to stay away from frick up people. You can look in people's eyes and see when they are tired. You can look in people's eyes to see when they are happy. You can look in people's eyes to see when they are depressed. You can look in people's eyes and see when they are joy. You can look in people's eyes to see when they are shocked. You can look in people's eyes and you can see when they are angry. Your eyes are the windows for your soul. If you can never look your man directly in the eye, that is a sign that y'all are not connected, and that's a spiritual sign that you need to leave. You need to leave. All right? The next point is, and I always want you to remember this, girlies. I always want you to remember this. When a man really, 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 truly value you, and this is a non-verbal way a man is interested in you and he loves you, and this is the bonus, he will always protect your name in your absence. When you see man ready, but a man truly loves you when he protects your reputation. Because coming behind, like, protecting your reputation means he has to act accordingly when he is around you and when he isn't around you. And for me, that's going to be a deciding factor for me too. When I do decide to pick a life partner, is this person that is somebody that I can trust when I'm not around? Because based on my platform, whoever I decide to settle down with, they're going to have to be able to defend me in my absence, and they're going to have to be able to control their actions in my absence, because they are a reflection of me. So when you see a man ready to go to war for your name, when you see a man is ready to defend you, when you see a man make sure that his homies know that this is wife, don't fuck with that. This is the main one. This is her. I need y'all to understand that it's a non-verbal way a man is protective of you, and he is interested in you and he loves you, because see, a man can defend your honor. Because he knows at the end of the day, you can make or break his honor. Because if you out there wilding, you can make him look bad in the street. So when you have a man that is not only thinking about him, but he is thinking about your name as well, this is a man that you keep around you. This is a man that would not publicly humiliate you. This is a man that's not going to have your business in the streets. Sassy men don't have these qualities. Sassy men can't do it. Sassy men can't wait for the first opportunity to air you out on the internet or just post some dumb shit. They are sassy men. But these are non-verbal ways, girl, these men show love for you. And today, I want to give you homework. All of those points I want you to listen to if you have to re-listen to this podcast episode. And I want you to tick off as many of those things that you are experiencing in your current relationship. If you're under 5, girl, if you're under 5, something wrong. If you got like 10 of these, girl, you're in perfect standing. Even if you got like 7 or 8 of these, you in good standing. But if you're on the little lower number side, girlies, either this relationship is not what you think it is, it is about to end, or you were living in delusion over dick from the beginning. I want all of you to experience real love, because I truly want to experience real love too. I want y'all to experience men that care about you. And these are signs that he is, without saying it. Thank you for coming to another podcast episode with me, girlies. I love y'all and I appreciate y'all. Bye.